So I definitely lost track of time there. Carried on speaking for, I think it must have been about 15 minutes after this finished. I forgot there was a time limit. 20 minutes. Anyway, that's not really important. The important thing is I'm still out in the field. And I reckon that must be a good half an hour now. A good 35 minutes or so. Maybe 40. Without feeling anxious, just focused on gibbering. When I left the house, I was thinking I was, you know, what was I going to use audiobook for now? Just talking into it, basically, but self-therapy again, and having realised the value of distraction and actually doing something, and how I can look back on 12 to 15 to 16, or however many months it is, and realise I've never been able to get out of the house at all. You know, I don't really need a reason to audio beyond I'm now out of the house in a field walking around. So I'm not going to necessarily be imparting wise words to my audio boos or philosophical thoughts about mental health or life tips for other people, since I'm nowhere near the stage where I could give anyone else advice. I am just going to use it to talk, and hopefully it'll be varied. Hopefully it won't just all be self-obsessed analysis and reflection, but who cares, either way. I certainly felt more connected with the world when I was audio booing and not getting out much, because at least I'd get out to do an audio boo. And that, if nothing else, is very worthwhile. So, do I look back on recent weeks, or do I look right back to the beginning? I guess I'll do both. Recently, I got pretty typically low, maybe 6 weeks ago. Stopped playing computer games about 6 weeks ago. Stopped doing anything about 6 weeks ago, apart from sleeping and eating, waking up to be fed. My biggest goal every day was to try and do the dishes. And until I remembered what I'm supposed to be doing from my therapist and cut that down to wash one plate and see how it goes, I wasn't even doing that most of the time. Now I am. I've just had a week with Claude. I've had a really nice time. I've got out in the garden a bit more. I've mowed the lawns. Just generally felt more functional. And have group therapy approaching, so I'm going to have to go and be somewhere outside of my house on my own. And then in with a group of people who, you know, at the moment I'm scared shitless of, but I'm assured are going to be helpful, because we all share the same sort of experiences, and if nothing else, the therapist does guide the sessions and that kind of thing. And socialising is something that I'm pretty incapable of doing at the moment, so well, I'm sure I'm capable of it, but my brain tells me otherwise. So I guess, the most recent times I felt like I'm taking small steps every day, and I have some momentum towards a vaguely functional existence. Ironically, I always felt dysfunctional when I was, I wasn't ever a big drinker, but when I was, if I ever had a big drinking session, I'd think that was dysfunctional. Whatever it was, you know, I'm now probably one of the healthiest living people I know. I don't drink, I don't smoke. I still vape nicotine in an e-cig. I use a more complicated e-cig these days because I build my own little things, because it was something I got into to pass the time. Making mechanical mods when I was feeling vaguely operational. But now, walking around this field for the second time. Such a small thing, but it does make me realise that small steps at a time, you know, if I could do this every day, then that would be an improvement. That would be great, you know. My initial challenge is just to get out the gates of my house, I guess, and see Poppy running in a field. She's in the water right now. Something I haven't seen her do for ages. Let's go and see her. Like little pleasures like watching my dog in a stream, you know, I haven't had. Is that good, Pops? She looks so happy. So yeah, I guess I'm, you know, I've started to feel more functional since this time with Claude, since we've kind of fixed up my office a bit, put a couple of pictures on the wall, give it a thorough clean down, spring clean kind of thing, tidied, and it just kind of feels more ordered and more more of a place that isn't just shrouded in the marks of depression, stagnant, dusty. Yeah, it's kind of spurred me on. There's no dishes to be done in the house because I've done them all last night, as soon as they were dirtied. There's other little tasks I set myself, you know, just simple things like cleaning teeth, washing, done, you know, dressing, done. That's about the extent. The lawn is the other thing that has always been a small challenge I set myself, but has often just really been a barometer of my mental health, because when in the lawn, when I'm really not well, you know, I really can't get outside that back door even, let alone the house. So the lawn grows, and the longer it grows, the longer I have a reminder that I've been dysfunctional, and every time I look out the window, it reinforces the kind of frustration I feel and the shame I feel at how useless I've been. But that's the current rough position. I do want to be playing computer games again to stimulate my mind. That's the next little, you know, play an hour of something mentally stimulating a day. It'll be a little thing for myself that I'll not challenge, but do at some point without beating myself up if I don't. But back to my kind of rough recollection of the last time I audio booed, which is rough, and I'm not actually sure when it was. But little things like someone's been standing staring at me the whole time I've been walking from another field, which is like, obviously they're just waiting for someone, but or their dog or something, but it pisses me off. Makes me really anxious. So I just try and ignore it. In fact, better still, walk nearer to the hedge so that they can't see me. Let's do another lap, Pops, shall we? Oh, she's loving this. And I'm loving it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful because it's not full of angst. And now the second lap round, I feel like that's good progress. But yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about Love Fresh, which was the thing prior to that I was definitely more actively using Audioboo and that kind of stuff, because just because my therapist tells me not to think about it, basically. So I haven't. I've been trying not to. I have little techniques to not think about it. So I'll just briefly say that maybe if it had gone smoothly, things would be different. Maybe I wouldn't have relapsed or had another breakdown, but who knows? Maybe just the fact that I hadn't ever addressed some mental health issues that I've held since a lot younger, would have doomed it to failure at one point or another. Not important from the perspective of me getting better. Much more important to see how close I came to feelings that it was never getting better, that feelings that life was ending, you know, feelings that bad feelings. And and leave it at that. I mean, it's stood where it is for all this time. It still remains something that I would like to believe in, but if only my therapist didn't ban me from thinking about it. So it's just a vague concept of thinking it was a good idea and wishing I'd been a little bit more business-minded about the whole thing. But I'll leave it at that and say that I took it hard when it became apparent it wasn't going to be able to be progressed. It became apparent I wasn't coping, and I stressed myself out, and eventually had a fairly catastrophic third breakdown. I use the term breakdown because it's a simple way of wrapping up a whole load of things into one. It's such a generic term. But since that time, I literally, you know, have isolated myself. Not consciously necessarily, but with a tendency to push people away because of the shame of what's happened to me. You know, previously a strong and thoughtful guy, pushing everyone away, you know, without exception, family, friends. The only people I didn't push away, I guess, were my dog and my wife. And actually, I did push my wife away for quite a considerable time. Fortunately, that's something I've been able to work on and realise, and we've worked through together. And I still have my wife, which is the main concern for me. And in that time, the last 12 months, 14, 15, however long, I couldn't ever really imagine walking around a field again. At all. And that thought is just overtaking my mind as I do this walk, because it's so it's stopping me think more deeply about everything else, because it's overwhelming me, the idea that I'm out in the field. I can see trees. Well, I'm outside. I already know I've done more absorbing the outside than I've done for so long, just doing this, bought these boos. And that's, whilst I was going to try and think of other things to talk about, or try and just, I thought I'd naturally have other things to say. I don't, because that's just too powerful. Seeing the shape of the world, just seeing the hills in the distance and trees of different growth, and yes. Oh, that's one thing that's relevant to that, actually, is that one of my medications has been reduced at my request in the past 3 months. It was tough at first when I first came off it. Not off it completely, but to a reduced dose. But it was making the whole world so distant and making my whole head a big foggy mess that I basically just wanted to have a go with a little bit more presence and a bit more realness. And it has been a bit more edgy as a result, but it's certainly more real. And like I say, I can smell the grass underneath my feet and see my dogs happy. And I just have I have more empathy as well, which is such an important kind of, is it an emotion? I don't know what you call empathy, but without empathy, I can't sense what Claude's feeling about us and about, so I make things up and they're usually wrong. Because I can't think, because I'm numb, and I feel like my empathy's come back, and that's made me more alert and aware of, the two people around me, the two things around me, Claude and my dog. Made me aware of how, whilst I see myself as protecting my friends from a kind of vulnerable, pathetic me, and I do that by pushing them away. The empathy side of my brain and my therapist remind me that friendship's about being the good times and bad, and when I push people away, I deny them the opportunity to be my friend, and just think about what I think I'm doing is something to save them and make their lives easier is actually making them more complicated, because they were already committed friends, you know, they'd already kind of decided by being friends they were going to be there for good times and bad, and I deny them that by cutting them out. So something that slowly but surely I'll work on, and get back in touch with people. The good friends will still be there, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll need to talk and that kind of thing, but I'm sure that they'll be able to. I'm sure they'll be happy to chat. What happens after that, I guess, is no guarantee, and I have no expectations, but certainly I miss them a lot. That's the weird thing about this whole depression and mental illness, is that you miss people a hell of a lot. And the more I miss people, the more I tend to push people away. Not necessarily the ones I'm missing, but other people, you know, just generally have that way about me. So I think missing them makes you feel vulnerable, feeling vulnerable makes you feel shameful. And feeling shameful gives you a desire to hide. And you can only hide in one room for so long before you feel like you need to hide better. And you hide better by pushing people away so they don't even try and contact you. So you eventually fully isolate yourself. And if you're lucky, you've got a wife who reminds you that life goes on. And I am lucky in that respect. If you're unlucky, you are simply forgotten about, I presume. Thank God I'm not in that category. Is the time running out? No, the time is still going, actually. It's probably going to run out any minute. So, yeah, audio booze. All the people when I last audio booed, I got in touch with and met through circumstances. Lots of people I really liked and filled me with inspiration and that kind of thing. You know, people like Mark Rock and Documentally and Karen Barber and the people I met through them. People that I started to think of as friends, you know, and then of course they were no more immune to being pushed away by me than any of my other friends that I'd known from before then, and so that happened. But that's just a secondary effect of audio booing, as in the connection with the outside world. For me, this audio boo marks the start of more, simply because I'm walking in a field outside of my house. Which, for 40 years of my life, would have sounded such a simple and pathetic goal in life. My ambition is to walk in a field outside my house. But right at this current moment, I get the same sense of achievement.